Okay, 2 years later, and it's back. We're talking Game of Thrones.
We're on the Death and Boobies now. Come on.
Death and Boobies.
I'm still on dropping it low. So.
Yeah, you're not, so whatever.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is officially back for the last time.
Fucking finally.
This is going to be, honestly,
I think. Put it in the garbage.
Calm down, book reader.
Thank you.
I think this is going to be the last like show that everyone watches together, like worldwide.
You say that, but like people have said that.
No, but on this scale, like the branding for around this show, like the anticipation for the season, it might be the most anticipated show of the year, honestly.
Yeah. I was just telling my dad.
Of the year, sure.
I was just telling my dad earlier tonight, I was like, I don't think I would have kept watching if it wasn't such an event.
Yeah, it's event television. There's not that anymore.
Because I started it and I know about it. And so now I got to finish it. And I care enough to finish it. And that I'm still like slightly interested. Whereas with like Walking Dead, I'm.
Which I have. We'll get there.
Maybe I'll just skip where I left off and just start with this new season.
That's what I wanted to do.
I wouldn't waste my time
with
my
year
era. Please give her to me because she's leading the pack, literally, and she is smashing it.
And then she's about to leave.
Wait, she's leaving?
I'm just going to not talk about it. Sheet mask.
Okay, before we get to our sheet masks, Game of Thrones, the first episode called Winterfell. Okay.
We wanted to talk about those things that were all over Twitter last week before we got into.
What are you talking about?
The who do you see yourself as?
So there was a tweet. Really? There was a tweet that was like, who do you see, ideally, who do you see yourself as in a Game of Thrones character? And then who actually are you? And there were some really funny ones. Like someone was like, I really see myself as Tyrion, but I'm probably the guy that got stabbed at the Battle of Blackwater or something. So I brought it up to my friends, and so
you have friends.
She definitely has friends.
I definitely have friends because
more than us.
I'm having a few people over.
That was me today. I was like, people, humans in my apartment.
Ooh,
my brand new space.
You had non-humans in here?
Yeah, I had my alien friends over last night.
Yeah, there's non-human entities all around us.
Duh, it's my apartment.
Duh.
All right, moving on.
Anyways,
okay, so
Joy. Who would you, okay, so like.
Can I go last?
Yeah, because you're indecisive today. You're all not, time. You're on it today.
You're welcome.
I see myself as, no, I don't, I wish I was, mine is the bad stuff. I'll take Cersei.
Mine is the name of the best. Surprise. All right, whatever. I guess I'll take Cersei. Cersei.
Or. Or who else would I be okay with? I mean, actually, I'd be okay with a lot of people. But. What's his name? I just saw him die.
Edmir. What's his name?
No.
No, he doesn't die.
He doesn't die.
No, I know.
House Martell.
Blackfish.
House Martell. No, I don't care about the Blackfish.
Oberyn.
Yeah, Oberyn. Yeah, Oberyn.
You see yourself as Oberyn, but you're actually
Oberyn. What a sand snake.
No, they ruined.
I was gonna
us.
Say something really mean.
No, ooh. You bitch. Probably more like Brienne.
Well, that's who you got in the sign thing, right?
That is who I got in the sign thing. Yeah, I'll take Brienne. She's great. I love her.
You're a good fighter, and you're super tall.
Yeah, bitch. I'll cut someone. But only with honor and to be loyal to Catelyn Stark. That's really it.
I said, I'm like Arya. I see myself as Arya, but I'm actually old Nan.
Who do you wish you were? Did
Makes
we say
sense.
That? Did you wish you were? Or is that one of the characters?
I wish I was.
I wish I was Sansa so I could protect myself. No, I don't. Maybe not Sansa.
No, okay.
I'd be
They're all going to die anyway.
Catelyn. Oberyn. I love all the dead people. Catelyn, Oberyn.
Okay, I just thought of mine. Sorry.
Okay, go.
Okay, so I would love to be Lady Olenna because she is snarky as all get out and I love it. But
yes.
I'm not that quick. But really, I'd just be some like common villager, like a nobody who's just watching the partition come in through Winterfell or something.
That'd be me. You were the little boy that was climbing the tree.
No, because I'm scared of heights, or not really heights, but I can't climb trees because I'll just fall and I'll be scared. So I just like the common lady.
You're just the lady with the bonnet with the unwashed hair.
Yeah, shout out, and also like the little bucket with the clothes, like. So I'm just a common folk. Shout out.
I'm just tall, so I'm Bran. I'm taking it. I claim it. And I'm very loyal to the Starks.
And I'm just old Nan.
And you're just old and you tell stories. That's who you are.
I take care of children and I tell stories.
Well, I like Yara, though. I love her like tough love and her attitude.
Yeah, she's Yara's like, great.
Like when she like tells
a little bit of Yara in me.
Oh, what's her name? Oberyn's wife.
Alaria.
Oh, Alaria.
She's pretty badass, too.
She's beautiful.
I love that bitch. I love that bitch.
And I...
Those outfits.
This time around, rewatching, I fell in love with the name Elia.
Elia.
I love Elia.
Well, not surprised, because I also love the name Elio. Yeah. So.
Elia was great. Oberyn was fighting for something noble.
Yeah,
and I,
for sure.
100%.
I'm just gonna say.
I don't know why I relate so much to.
Because he's from the South.
Because he's from the South.
No wait.
No, I just favorite. I can't decide between a favorite house, but naturally, I feel inclined to say House Martell because I really like the house where it's unbowed, unbent, unbroken, and I would fiercely stand behind that 100%. And I would, if somebody murdered my sibling, I would 100% like. To the death, fight the mountain to avenge them.
I was gonna make a joke that
would you make a show about like, it or actually just kill them? Because Oberyn like could have.
No, I would have fucking killed them.
Okay,
no, bitch, I don't need no weapons or nothing. Hands, we're just going hands here.
Also, love the idea that they soak their spears in like the poison or whatever.
That's so smart, but also like, genius. What if that like hits you?
Well,
like,
that's the risk you take, buddy. I mean, that's
for being
they're
showy.
They're well trained enough to know.
Yeah, they're probably trained with that in mind, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. So get to the episode that we're watching today.
Yeah, so let's talk about
this
premiere.
We just fucking love about Game of Thrones.
Okay, so, because I think all of us did rewatch, most of us. Because you, Anna, you finished, right?
I finished this week.
Crystal has one episode left.
Yeah, maybe two.
And I have three seasons I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah, you and I were just talking about this on Friday.
We were talking about
how all of that stuff with, in King's Landing, when Cersei appoints the High Sparrow, like, all of that was so fucking useless.
Oh my god!
It did not really serve this story that's being told.
I was telling Anna only because I started rereading certain chapters of stuff, and because I was googling a lot of stuff, I was like, "What the fuck does this mean?" With the Northern Conspiracy, and then the whole High Sparrow stuff, because that stuff in the books, they had planted those seeds in like book one,
yeah.
book two, and they didn't really come true until like book four. But like the show is not smart. The Dan and David don't believe in themes, in a storyline or plot, so they don't understand what that is. But yeah, a lot of that stuff really should have been introduced a little bit earlier.
And it's gonna of course make more sense in the books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what, all that stuff.
You have more
was
time
about.
To like dive into stuff.
But yeah, because we're talking about in the books, they haven't gotten to. The whole blowing up of the Sept, that's not in the books. Like that, the books had stopped before that. So
they're not even there to
those
consequences yet. I was
like, oh, it makes so much sense that they blew it up because they're literally like, the storyline has to end. We have to move on. We're getting
to
the end. Bye.
If there's ever any purpose, it was that Tommen died.
Right?
I mean, that was really it. And then Marjorie and another.
Oh. It eliminated the Tyrells, basically.
I had
it started
thought.
It anyway.
So you know about the prediction that one of Cersei's brothers will kill her, right?
Yeah, isn't that like a prophecy or something?
The prophecy.
It's okay, so the prophecy, I think that's open season 5, where she was a little girl and she went to the thing.
In that, it only talks about
right, it
her
doesn't
children.
Talk about, it only talks about her children. No. It did not give the most important part of the prophecy because I think that's a little spoilery. It'd be too easy to be like predicting, one of her
and
younger
always,
brothers will do it.
She always book, assumed it'd right? be Tyrion.
She always assumes it'd be Tyrion.
But we all know it's probably going to be Jaime.
Bitch,
but
I'm
I have
so
an,
ready.
I have an idea. I have a thought.
Okay, give me your thoughts.
Go. What if it's her confirm. Baby that kills her? Giving birth. So Jaime does kill her through his offspring.
Whoa. It would be interesting since her mother died that way.
Mm.
I'm just not saying anything.
I only know that because
I'll tell you stuff once it's concluded.
Okay, thank you. Because I only know that because I watched.
Because I deeply read the prophecy and I deeply did information or like research on the prophecy. So,
thank you. I'm excited for that to.
Mm-hmm. Bitch, I've been waiting for this shit since season 2. I've been so excited for murder.
No, because I rewatched.
Love me some murder.
There's a girl on YouTube, her comic book girl 19, and she does these epic history videos of the different houses. And when she did House Lannister, she talked about that and how, you know, even before the show about her kids and then her brother killing her. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. So when they got to it, the show, I was like, oh, wait, something's missing. But I couldn't remember what it was. And it was that. So I'm very.
Also, I read on Twitter today. The author of my favorite book, one of my favorite books, The Night Circus, she tweeted, she was like, seasons ago, Jamie told Brienne that Jamie said he wants to die in the arms of the woman he loves. She goes, I fucking hope he dies on the battlefield in the arms of Brienne of Tarth.
No.
I have a little, I like the relationship, but I don't like it romantic. I don't think it's romantic, though.
I think it's a very deep respect.
Yes. No, it's like, I agree. And I don't want anything to happen from it other than him dying in her arms.
No. No. I don't want it. No, ma'am.
No.
Brienne.
How do you want him to die?
Because you don't.
Because let's be real. They're all going to die.
They're all going to fucking die. Nobody's going to survive. This throne is going to be some dust.
And what's the last 3 episodes going to be? Just the Night King taking over?
No, it's just going to be each other redecorating.
Get rid of all this red in King's Landing. Let's make it all blue.
It's gonna be a shot of the Iron Throne and just panning out, and it's all just either dust, fire,
it's just the
ice,
whole, it's the whole map. It's and gonna show the entire map credits. Of Westeros.
Yeah. Also, okay, so let's get into the episode.
Okay.
So first of all, these new opening credits, y'all, are fantastic.
I wish they had been doing this for forever.
No, but I think since they're only at 2 places, mm-hmm. they can go more deep into the detail of those two
because they got a whole fucking song to do.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, shit. We made this thing 2.5 minutes long for a reason, and now we got to fill that.
Yeah, they showed the wall like broken, and like it's super
it was cool. Very cool.
Super, super cool.
Crypt of Winterfell.
Yes. That was so cool.
Oh, damn it. I had a thing to say about Bran and Jaime in their arms, but no.
No, okay, go ahead. No,
it's a dumb comment now.
Say it now.
Oh my God, do it.
Say it.
No, I think it's really, I think the whole Jaime and Brienne thing is really fucking stupid because, well, first of all, Jaime does not deserve Brienne. Brienne is way too good. Well, he doesn't deserve her. True. So I absolutely hate when people are like, oh, she's like rehabbing him. And like, no, bitch, it's not her job to rehab him. He fucked up, let him fuck up. And if he's going to get better, it's going to be on his own. It's not going to be via anybody else. Clearly, he's got some issues.
That's just general PSA for everyone, though.
That's just, general life decisions. Like, you don't have to rehab any man.
No.
You're already great on your own.
It is not your job, girl. Mm-mm. No, it is not.
Do not go be looking for those Jamies and try to fix them.
Or a friend. You don't have to rehab a friend. You don't have to rehab anybody.
Life advice from the 3 of us.
This is important to let you know it is not your job to fix people. They need to fix themselves, okay?
Fix you.
You can be there to support them while they fix themselves, but don't let them take advantage of you.
Fixing them shouldn't, you know, diminish your fixing of yourself.
Right.
Getting real deep.
Okay,
it's a Sunday night, guys. This is
all
right,
and we haven't seen each other. We haven't all been in the same room in like two weeks.
This podcast is gonna be like podcasts. It's gonna be like 3 hours long.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, so anyways, Brienne deserves better. Brienne, be happy on your own somewhere else.
Dot. Okay, so I'm kind of annoyed because I really.
But that's me with the show.
The opening shot, I think, is really cool of the Unsullied coming in, and then you slowly see Dany and Jon. Mm-hmm. It's kind of annoying because she had always been about like me. I'm the one, and I'm just like co-ruling. I don't like that.
Also, because like even they, like every the whole thing this episode is like everyone has a problem with her being the queen and Jon bending the knee to her, but they still came in together side by side.
Yeah, so
and I was like, bitch.
Also, if they were like hiding whatever's going on, they had to like fly to, you know, the mountains, the waterfall to like make out, then why was he riding alongside her?
Right. Like that. I feel like that insinuates that they're already together. So I don't think you need to be like. Yeah. Also, like, what did they before when they're sitting in Winterfell, like all discussing with all 3 of them at the table? Mm-hmm. Like, what did they say before that to introduce like, here's Dany. Yeah, exactly. We're dating now. This is our queen now. Like, I really want to know what he said.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Because I'm a contrarian and I like to.
I know you do, bitch.
See things from the other side. It's my curse and my blessing.
My boxers.
God.
I know. I'm sorry.
These water signs.
I'm the most cancer of the cancers. I think John is the first time she sees someone as her equal after Drogo. So that's why they're riding together. She's like, he is. And she knows that he has the North. So if she's walking in there like all high and mighty,
okay, that's true.
She's not going to get their respect.
Yeah. Politically, it makes more sense. But aesthetically, it.
I just in my mind, I'm so used to seeing her by herself, ruling, being like the.
But she knows then, she can't do that anymore.
Yeah, fine, fine, whatever. But it just. Upon first, like you want to tell in the trailer, I was like, I don't.
Yeah,
like
when
that.
I saw it on the trailer,
but now that I know they're going into Winterfell, I'm like, okay, well, like what you said makes sense.
I feel like he could have also like he could have come in first and been like, hey, just FYI, they're coming in,
get ready,
and then she comes along with her army.
That would have been better.
But then if
that
you,
would have been
if
smart.
You went ahead, they wouldn't have had their bump chicka wow wow time.
No, I mean, like, after they did that, once they landed on land instead of in the
they
sea.
They were on the on
he's like, let me take this dragon and I'll fly ahead of you.
I'll meet you there.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're teleporting,
I'll
remember?
Text you, I'll text you when I get there.
So I guess it makes sense, but whatever. also, I love how the parade was just, like, Arya's people. Like, this was Arya's parade.
I know.
I love that.
All of her reunions.
She was like, oh, face, oh, face, oh, face, oh, face. Like, it was just all kinds of emotions in one little partition.
It was really great.
Also, Gendry looks great. What's his name again?
Gendry.
Joe Dempsey.
Basically, Joe Dempsey.
You'd be looking a good boy.
I saw a picture of him on Twitter the other day, and I was mesmerized.
These press photos from the red carpet,
where he's like a little blonder,
fainting all over the place.
Oh yeah,
me, R.I.P. Bitch. Me, dead, born again.
See, you're the spirit of the house, of the apartment.
There you go.
I'm the new Joffrey of this apartment.
Oh my God, you are.
Joffrey has come to visit in this new place. It's actually that there's a tree right there and the branches are on top of my roof and they go back
she
and
means
forth.
Joffrey.
But
well, it's probably gonna do that on ours too because they're a tree.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, hey buddy, what's up?
Speaking of John and dragon riding, wow. Yeah, bitch, I was literally mesmerized that entire scene. I was like, he's doing it, he did it.
Yeah,
oh my God. Wow. Also, this is the first time I think that we've had, other than Dany in the Dance of Dragons thing in the arena with her flying off on the dragon. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first time we've had like long shots of dragons and dragons being ridden, like not into battle, like just for leisure purposes. And I was like, oh my God, they did such a good job. The music was so good. Mm-hmm. The way they shot it was so good. And I was like, I'm supposed to feel like this about dragons all the time. Like, this is how you should present me a dragon, like this.
It's funny because
visually
we've seen these dragons grow up. We've been with them since the end of season one. There's so many people that are just seeing them for the first time.
And so the like shock and the awe.
So last season and this season too, it's like, oh yeah, people still don't understand the feeling of seeing a dragon for the first time.
Whenever Dany conquered all those people, you know, the Dothraki, whatever, I was like, I get it why they'd bend the knee to her, because I saw a dragon, I've been too. Like, you kidding me?
Yes, please.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Also, like, I really want, seeing that dragon scene, I want Emilia Clarke and Kit Harington to do like a buddy comedy. I think it'd be so cute. I love it.
I see them doing a car chase on dragons.
Yes, also, it'd be amazing.
Did you see how Arya is almost as tall as him?
I know.
Yes.
She's so tiny, and then he's not that tall.
I love it.
So funny. I love it. I did like seeing everybody's reaction to the dragons, because all of the northern people were like, like run in fear.
Yeah, they're like, bye.
They do. That'd not be mess
me.
With
the I'm a commoner. I'd be running.
You'd be a Winterfell people. You'd be a northerner.
Yeah, I think I'd be from Winterfell. Northerner. Even though the winter is like, ugh. I mean, I would be from King's Landing.
But you're honorable.
Yeah,
I'd be
House
Stark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd fight for the Stark, just because, you know.
They good people.
Because King's Landing, no, it's too much.
I'd be
too much drama.
They'd be doing the most over there. And then Dorne would be like where I'd want to go, but I couldn't do it, you know.
I'd cut it in Dorne. I'd be living in paradise, bitch.
You'd be the person I visit in Dorne whenever I go.
Yeah.
And yeah, we'd go stay with you in Dorne.
Yeah.
I'll go stay with you in
Winterfell.
And then
we'll meet up halfway and we'll take a little break on the green.
In High Garden. In the Tully, yeah, in the...
Ooh, I mean High Garden, all those pretty flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
High Garden would be pretty.
We've got our Westeros vacation planned.
Oh my God, book it now, book it now, book it now.
I know, right?
They've got really great deals.
Right? There's a special, like a 2-for-1 special, so we're good. Shut up.
So I'm reluctant to ask this question because I'm scared what she's going to say.
Wait, me?
Yes, you. Who else? Oh.
There's two people here.
What? In reference to the show, oh. It's always you. I feel like them Thank putting you. Sansa against Dany is too easy.
God damn it. Yes. Oh my God. Like, I was rolling my eyes.
I heard your sigh.
I heard her eyes roll.
Let me. She probably can. Johnny is always getting mad at me because I always roll my eyes at everything. And he's just like, that's so rude. So I literally, bitch.
I heard her go.
I am so exhausted of people pinning other girls or other women against Sansa Stark. Why are you doing this to me? No, I'm like suffering.
Women pinned against each other is tired anyway.
That's old shit. Yeah, that's old shit. I know we're medieval right now, but like
these are the guys who just gave us the most ridiculous need. Like that whole scene with Bronn was so unnecessary.
Yeah. Oh, HBO, by the way.
Oh, we got to remind you, boobs. Hello. I'm literally
we can show almost actual sex.
God.
Like if
that
they
was
had
so
just,
unnecessary.
If they had just been like in there talking, they could have had their little basically nothings on. It would have been fine.
Yeah.
But they had to get naked. And she had to jump on top of him.
Completely naked women. I think Bronn is like, still half clothed.
There's maybe like 3 scenes in the entire series, sex scenes that have been necessary. Maybe 3.
Stupid.
And I actually remember one of them. Renly and what's his name talking about becoming a king.
Yeah.
Stannis and Melisandre making the demon baby.
That was so nuts.
Even still, that
this
was obnoxious.
Lost.
Yeah, there may be 3.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I can think of. Everything else is just tits.
I mean, where we need to see it, I guess, yeah. You know.
Anyways, back to pinning
women
against
There were a few
with
Rob I didn't mind.
Oh, that thing... Wait, Talisa, or what's her name? Was Talisa, right?
Yes, and they found... Okay, so I was just rewatching this, season 3, last week, I think. It is so, like, male-gazy, the way they shot the sex scenes with Rob and Talisa.
Aren't they all male-gazy?
Yes, but in that one in particular.
Or
because
people
I was
who like women, rather?
No, it's no? specifically okay, the male gaze. Right, okay. Specifically the male gaze.
the male gaze.
Sorry. Every time.
Like, just keep it to yourself. Anyways.
Not the female gaze, just the male gaze. I'm sorry.
The way that they shot it is just so gratuitous and over the top. Normal HBO shit. But, like, they made it a point to, like, slither the camera pan down her body in just such an obnoxiously nasty way. And I was like, why are you, this feels so degrading. Like, Rob, all you get is one ass shot and that's it. And I'm like, I know these two over here. These two appreciate it. I'm sure they would have wanted more Rob ass. But no, we got to get a slither down the body.
Richard Madden, anytime.
Or I think of that also in the first, I think it's like the first episode or maybe the second one, where Danny's with what's her brother's name, Viserys or something? Yeah, the first episode.
And she's getting in the bath.
In the bath. And he just like, the camera is like close up on her boob and his hand is like right there. And just shows him like caressing her. And I'm like, I don't.
It could have been on her face and we would have known that he was touching her.
Yeah,
boob.
Because she's a good enough actress for us to, you know, make us. We're not stupid. Like the audience isn't dumb. You don't have to show us literally everything. Which, and I think us showing us her naked. Would have been more impactful. The first time we saw it was when she came out of the fire.
You and I had talked about that. Yeah. That at the end
I
of
think
season
you guys had
1,
mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Her coming out of the fire naked with the dragons.
That
would have
been
more
perfect.
Because
it was
impactful.
Like impactful, but it.
We'd
already, so
seen
we'd
already
seen
her naked 10 times.
Also, I told Crystal, I don't know if you read this, but she was, when they first negotiated contracts, when they were first making the show, she was contractually obligated a certain number of nude scenes a season.
That's gross.
Ew, that's disgusting.
And I know she wasn't the only one.
Why is that legal?
But I know about her. That was it.
You know what I mean? Like, why is that okay?
That's fucking gross. I remember watching one of the roundtables with like Elizabeth Moss and Maggie Gyllenhaal and someone else, and they were talking about how they Dandy have Newton. Final cut and approval of every nude scene. She's like, even if it's just side boob, I get to see that footage and say, that's okay, you can use it.
Yeah.
Or no, I'm not, I don't approve of that.
Why that wasn't a thing before is gross. Yeah. You mean to tell me that you can just do whatever you want with my naked body? Excuse me?
And she was so young. You hired me to act. She was like 22, 23.
Yeah, it was 10 years ago. Yeah, she was 22.
We're the same age, I think, her and I.
Yeah.
Me and Kit and Harry are the same too. That's nuts and gross.
Yeah.
Ew.
HBO's gross. Everybody's gross.
And like, it's hard because you're an unknown actress and you get this really great role. HBO, you just
the role of a lifetime.
You just want to be in it. So you're like, okay, I'll say yes to this. But then it's like, that's hard. So like,
yeah,
it's a tough business. Right. Actresses, I'm sorry, girls. I mean, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thankfully, no one would ever want to see this. So
you right. don't know that. Oh, there's
I do.
There's
oh my God.
There's what is it? Different. Strokes for different folks?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know what the American sayings are.
So, you're American, stupid. Shut the fuck up. Seriously.
I just like saying that because of your reactions.
Okay, so moving on. Uran is so gross, but the actor who plays him is so hot.
What the fuck, Crystal?
I do not think
I'm sorry.
So.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. Somebody on Twitter called him Dollar Store Jack Sparrow. That's and amazing. I didn't save it. I'm so pissed, but that's all I remember from the tweet.
Yeah, I was looking at the red carpet pictures. Yeah, yet again, I was like, who is this person? That's Euron?
Disgusting. Excuse me?
But Euron is gross.
I feel like if he were to be near me, I would immediately need a shower. Even if he didn't touch me.
I know.
He's so icky.
He's so vile.
I'm like, and of all the horrible things that have happened to Cersei and all the horrible things that she's done, I was just like, oh, girl. I mean, I know you really need an army, but like, this guy, really? Like, yeah, no. Of all the other people, like, no.
I thought she was going to
go sleep
want...
with the captain. Like, not that one. Not
I thought
one.
She was going to have Bronn kill him.
That's what I thought, too.
When oh. he walked in there and he was like, Cersei needs you to kill. Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, it's going to be fucking
Euron.
And his name is fucking Euron.
That's stupid. And the way he's with Yara, I'm like,
you're off.
Yara is, like, way better than you so much.
Yara is the best.
Yara is I think she might, maybe not my favorite, but she's up there. I just love how she is like slapping you.
She's
for,
consistent.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
She is. She is very set in her ways, and her ways are great.
And I love that she fucking knocked Theon down. You know, gave him what he deserved, and then was and like, then, "Let's do this.
Let's do this, buddy." Team Tough up. Love. I love her, especially also, in the scene.
I love
like,
that he. I love Theon so much.
Oh Alfie God. Allen, sir, you were doing great work.
Beautiful.
Being I love when on, he was great. Like, you're my queen. And I was like, yes, bitch, that's your sister. You yeah. guys are like ruling together. Yeah. Like,
but even like when he came back in season 2 or 3, she knew then, she was like, you're a Greyjoy, but you're also a Stark. Like
I know, and she told him to
she doesn't blame him for that. She doesn't
no because she's not like her,
against him.
She's not like her father. She has like a clear mental understanding that yeah. he literally spent half his life with these people.
Like they're
the ones
him.
they raised him.
They taught him to be honorable and to be.
They taught yeah. him his morals.
And then he went back home and was so confused by his fucked up father telling him
yeah.
all these things and was like, well, let me make my dad proud.
Rewatching Theon's yeah. scenes, Theon's wow. storyline.
Alfie Allen is so good.
Oh my God. It just makes me hurt so bad because like Theon, like his chapters are so hard to read.
And even like the bad stuff he did when he betrayed Rob and went and took Winterfell.
Mm-hmm.
And you're thinking, ugh, fuck you, Theon. Like, how could you?
Yeah.
But even at that point, there's knowing what we know now, it's like, I
he
get
didn't.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, like.
Like, I'm not saying it's okay what you did, but mm-hmm. I understand.
Right.
And I do like how the show, I mean, he wasn't just cured of it. Like, he was like, yeah. okay, I'm fine now.
No.
That whenever he even hesitates he was, to rescue Yara, whenever Euron takes the ship or whatever, you can see in his face, Alfie Allen, you can see in his face like, how he's like.
He was reverting back to Reek.
And he can see everything around him. He's like, he's freaking out. Mm-hmm. He's, I don't know what
he's
to do.
PTSD.
Yeah.
Severe.
Oh, yeah.
He literally just jumps ship because he can't handle it. And I think Yara is pissed, but she also understands, like, he's going through stuff. And she says, I think.
Because she saw where he was at. And what was happening
she tried
to
rescue him and he yeah, couldn't go with her.
Also, like, I've got to reread that because I don't remember. I think that she wasn't able to rescue him. Like, that whole thing didn't happen, but I can't remember right now.
Even like whenever they're sailing to Marine to see Daenerys, she tells him, she's like, I'll never hurt you. I'll never betray you. But you need to, if it's too much for you, fine. Just let your rest and be, have done with it. But if not, you need to be with me now. And I just love her, just her straightforwardness. She's great. Yara's MVP. Switch.
Maybe more realistically, Yara.
I think she's so good. Wow. She's so
someone
great.
Straight and up told me, someone straight up told me on Saturday, they were like, you're really rude. And I was like,
they did. Who told you that?
It's a long story. I'll tell you later.
If someone says that to you, I think they're just intimidated, really.
Bitch, honestly, I have to be a boss ass bitch. I feel like, and if I don't carry myself like that.
Was it at work they told you that? In that sense, they probably needed it, but whatever.
Really, she's why did. I felt safe at the concert on Friday.
Yeah,
I
was like, bitch, if something I will cut happens, someone.
Joy will protect me. Although she was totally oblivious to the guy that passed out not too far in front of us.
Oh, yeah, I did not see that. It was me and Brandi Carlile locking eyes across the room. That's all it was.
So, like, maybe 5 feet in front of us, 3 feet in front of us, some guy passed out after one of her songs.
Was it that close?
Yeah, it was right by that. I thought it was, like, way in. It was in front of the pole that was to our right, or the post. And so the crowd kind of spread out, and people came and they got him out, and then there was a big space, so everyone, like, okay, and we all, like, walked forward and took the space.
It's standing room only.
And so earlier, and then, like, a few minutes later, I said something about the guy passing out. She goes, what, where, when? I was like, Joy, that's how we moved up.
I mean, I knew we moved up for some reason, but I thought someone just got drunk and they removed them. I don't know.
Oh, and there was some drama behind us too.
That fucking bitch. Yeah, I heard that. Anyways,
sorry.
So, Yara. Okay. Yara's more realistic to me.
I love Yara. So, going back to Cersei and her night with Euron. Oh, God. I do like the line where she says, if you want a whore, buy one. If you want a queen, you have to earn her. And I was like, woo! Yes,
that's
girl.
My that queen.
A great line.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Ooh, you know who I miss being together, even though they were only together for like one scene? I really wanted to see more of Yara and Dany. Like, I felt like that would have been like power couple goals. Like, wow. Like, way more than John. John is John. But like, I was on Twitter, people were shipping that.
Well, yeah, because your Twitter, like, said that, I'm sure.
Oh my God. Twitter was right.
So, I think it was kind of whenever Dany walks up to Sam, I was like, ooh, this is awkward. Because I had just seen where she kills them like yesterday or this morning or something. And I was like, ooh, awkward. Ooh, oh no. And then Sam's like, sad.
I know, and that's so hard for Sam. Like,
what his father didn't. Low.
Yeah, his father didn't like treat him well. So it's like, ugh. But also like his brother. So it's like, ugh.
Well, his brother was nice to him.
Yeah, I know. So
his brother was kind of an idiot. Like, I don't think his brother quite understood. Also, the depths of the hurt between.
But I get those two. He's like the oldest son. His Dickon, right? Is his name. And
I was watching with Tanner and Lauren, my sister and her brother-in-law, and we were watching the loot train battle.
Mm-hmm.
And when Bronn and Jaime meet up with Lord Tarly and Dickon, he goes, my name is Dickon, and Bronn just busts out laughing. Yeah. Tanner dies, and he rewinds it, and we watch it like two more times.
Oh God, Tanner. Really?
I just love his natural reaction to hearing Dickon is to bust out laughing.
Boys never grow up, ladies, just so you know.
Or Anna.
Well, yes, because in this case,
Anna.
Teenage
also,
boys, rather.
How many times do I have to see her? The same tired ass ball and dick jokes about Varys. About literally anyone.
Stop. Those were the first lines of the season.
I know.
And I was like, how fitting? Because that's all this show is. Dicks and balls. Or the lack thereof.
Or boobs.
I'm just like, this is quote unquote Emmy award winning writing, and all you can tell me is dick jokes, bitch. Any comedian down the street,
he's right, like, there, hi.
Yeah, any comedian at some random ass comedy club in Dallas is gonna do way better than that.
Wow. Ooh, throwing it down. Yeah, that was,
let me
annoying.
Tell you, then with this shit, when this shit is over and the Emmys like fucking falling all over Game of Thrones and they be winning shit for writing tired ass lines, I'm gonna be even more upset.
I think whenever they give Game of Thrones like a writing nomination or win, I think it's because of certain lines, but not of the whole script.
Which, that's not.
I know.
That's not.
I agree. It's not. You're right. But it's kind of like when you see something that's a lot, you just remember the high points. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
no, they have, I definitely remember the low points. No, the low points are really,
you know,
bad.
What I mean? They have to watch a lot of TV. Right. And so whatever sticks out in their mind is what they're going to remember.
They're going to remember Cersei saying, if you want a whore, buy one. If you want a queen.
They're going to remember that. Will they, though? Because, like, they don't really pay attention to the women on the
show.
You
don't know that. Well, they don't.
I don't think any of the women on the show have ever won an Emmy.
But it proves our point, though, is that they're going to remember the higher points than the lower points. It's just the way it is, honey. Sorry.
Don't honey me. That's so irritating.
Okay.
Please don't honey me. I know it's coming from a place of intelligence, but especially when we're talking about Game of Thrones. Fucking bullshit, Dan and David. Fuck you.
Okay, let's talk about Arya's three reunions.
Oh, oh yeah. My God. It was basically Arya's episode for me.
Yeah. Really. Her first reunion was with Jon. At the tree.
And he hugs her, and it's shot the same way that when she was getting the gift from him was shot.
Yeah. There was a lot of callbacks to the first episode. Yeah.
Which I was like, did you guys just watch the first season? And then we're like, let's redo this.
Well, no, they had said that that they're going to kind of make it full circle because they wanted to bring a lot of stuff from the beginning.
Because the beginning was good, the end will hopefully be good, and everything in the middle doesn't matter.
Yeah, so that's why they wanted, that's why they were heavily encouraging people to rewatch the show because, you know, it would full experience, whatever.
Mm-hmm. That was the first time a lot of these people have been back in Winterfell at the same time.
So yeah.
Recalling it's literally those moments. Been
like,
and if seasons. I feel like I'm rewarded for my rewatch, really.
Like, it wasn't worthless.
I put in the time, okay? Yeah, so that was cute.
And then her reunite with the Hound.
Oh, yeah.
Which I was like, if I was the Hound, I would have been like, that's fair that you left me to die. I deserve that.
Yeah, he's not stupid. He knows. Yeah, he would have.
I loved that moment that he and Brienne had last season. I don't know if you've gotten to it yet in your rewatch. I remember the last episode. Where they talk about Arya and how Brienne said something like, I was just trying to take care of her. And he goes, so was I. I was like,
oh. Yeah, in his own way.
So I was kind of expecting like a half smile from him, but I'm kind of glad he didn't.
Yeah, me too.
I feel like it's very the Hound. It's very in character.
It would be out of character if he was like, good job, girl, like, or something like that.
Girl heart was like, just give her a half smile.
No.
Also, like, I'm very interested. Has he reunited with Sansa yet?
Oh.
Because
I don't know.
Those are the only two people I care the Hound reuniting with is Arya and Sansa. Because he had very complex relationships with both of them.
Yeah. Interesting.
Because he hasn't seen her since the Battle of Blackwater.
Yeah. And that was season two.
And he offered to take her away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, girl, you should have went, Betty. Oof.
No, but I mean, like.
I know. But still.
It wouldn't have worked out. Same thing. Who else was offered to oh, no, that was Littlefinger. That was Wayne. Okay. I just checked myself because I just watched this season.
Or wreck yourself.
Week. I ain't wrecking myself.
And then Arya reunites with
Gendry.
Joe Dempsey, you're so cute.
This is a sweet little moment.
M'lady.
And again, callbacks to, again, rewarded for my rewatch. Thank you.
He brought back the m'lady. And
so cute.
They were so precious.
I love it.
I really hate Robot Bran.
Okay, this is what pisses me off. Okay, Robot Bran, all right, that is what it is. But the fact that they were going through in all the pre-season interviews and were like, Robot Bran is done. He's really invested in his family. He's really here for them. You know, his reuniting with Jon is going to be really great. Nothing. I got Robot Bran all over again.
I know.
Bran has not been.
I'm not a man.
Okay.
Not really.
All right. Bye.
I was like, bitch, you're already the three-eyed raven. Like, you pretty grown up already.
I think it's because I watched it yesterday. Whenever he says to Sansa, like, I'm the three-eyed raven. She's like, I don't know what that means.
I was like, that's okay, sweetie. The writers don't know what that means.
And then when she tells Arya, yeah.
It's just, that's his new
thing.
And she's just like,
And the look, John's like, what's his deal?
What's
and Sansa's like, I don't know.
She just gives him side eyes.
He's alive,
like,
I think.
Bitch.
Her side eye in this game. In this
right?
game.
Yes. Yeah, her side eye was on point.
Bitch.
On point.
And give me that side eye. Side eye with no eyeliner, she still gave it. Ooh.
Speaking of Bran and Jamie.
He's like, I'm waiting for an old friend.
What a great
First of all,
Jamie's face. Episode.
When he said that, I go, who's he? Like, I didn't get it either.
Yeah. It didn't click in my head either.
What's he doing? And then Jamie turns around and I was like, holy fucking shit.
I know. I wasn't sure if under the hood it was Jamie or it was Theon.
I thought it was Theon at first. Oh, I knew it was Jamie the second.
Well, because I was like, they're still using teleportation. So it could be also Theon.
Right.
Because they're probably, they're going the same distance just by boat or whatever.
But I think Jamie has quite a bit of a head start on Theon.
Oh, yeah. Because where's Theon
but
at?
Teleportation.
They're in the water, right? Still in the water, yeah.
In the water where, though? Like
By King's Landing.
Oh, okay.
Or did they sail away?
Come sail away.
Come sail away.
Come sail away with me.
Lad. That's my favorite part.
Because they were, okay. So they're in the water, rescued, whatever.
Because they were by King's Landing because Euron is there.
That's right.
And so they rescued.
They were at King's Landing.
Landing. But I don't know if when he rescued Yara, if they took the ships and they were going back.
Great question.
Because where are they going now? Like, where? I don't know.
Whatever. They were still on the big ship. They didn't take the little boats out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, either way, riding from King's Landing to Winterfell, it's faster than the water, right?
I have no idea. The Iron Fleet is really fast.
Because
they are experienced.
Because from King's Landing.
They are experienced.
From King's
sailors.
Landing, it's like right here, and there's like the fingers, right? So they have to go around.
Yeah. They have to go around the fingers.
I studied the map because you didn't know.
They need to go to.
Because I was so confused.
Not most.
That's why she wants to talk about this to show off her knowledge.
The fingers. I was like, oh, because I remember like. Little finger. Fingers. Oh my God. Yeah, that's right. So I remember looking at the map going, oh, they look like fingers. I love it. Okay. And then, because they kept saying the fingers and I didn't understand. So I got it.
The fingers.
Little finger. That's where you got his nickname from.
So I'm his dainty little pinky.
Oh, God.
So yeah, Jamie and Bran.
Wow, bitch. I can't wait to see. Because literally, he has not seen him since he pushed him off the wall.
I have a love-hate relationship with Jamie.
Same.
There was a great...
As we all do.
Yes. There was a great Twitter thing that was talking about when people were done with Jamie. Because they're like, fuck this Jamie getting a happy ending with Brienne. Like, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. He was done for me the moment he pushed Brienne out the window. Trash since season one.
Also, like, I think the show wants us to forget that, like, he raped Cersei.
I...
In front of dead Joffrey.
Yeah.
Ooh, pause one moment. Like, let me tell you... That's a season I stopped watching. Because and actually, I just had to fast forward.
It's consensual in the
that.
Books, is it not?
It's 100% consensual. Okay. They were both agreed to this. Mm-hmm. Of course, they acknowledged after the fact that this is a weird place to be having sex. But they
also
their
siblings.
Yes. Also, that's disgusting. So the way it happens, Brienne and Jaime don't get to King's Landing until Joffrey's dead. After the wedding.
Oh.
So that's the first time he's seeing her after the war.
Oh, okay.
So it's a lot of emotions, which is why their reunion after he got to King's Landing, I was like, it fell flat. It's boring. You ruined it. So when he comes back, they're both like, she's in distress because she just lost a child. And he's in distress because he finally saw her. And then she's in distress because she finally saw him. So they're like losing their shit. And then they like, do that, and then they're like, you should have been here, blaming each other, fighting, blah blah blah, and then whatever. Yeah, that was not supposed to happen.
Yeah, I don't understand why they did character. That like it didn't make any sense
because
for
the show loves having female sexual violence happen all the time for no fucking reason, because the writers are stupid. Apparently this is character growth or whatever, but naturally it's going backwards.
No, yeah, I think that wasn't a good look on him.
No.
He's
already done plenty of shitty things. I don't need to know that he's extra shitty.
But you're right, though, because the first time I watched it, I was horrified, but then quickly forgot about it.
Yeah, because the show wants us to forget about it. They're like, oh.
Because they're like, oh, that was a bad. After the fact, they were like, yeah. Oh, we wrote that badly.
Oh, shit. Okay, let's not do it again. Let's just under the rug. Because after that, it's like completely different with him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then everything's fine.
The show wants us to forget it, and I don't forget. Okay, because I just saw like
because the North remembers.
The North
remembers this shit.
Yes,
you are the North.
Yes,
the North remembers.
I do. Actually, I don't. But whatever.
I didn't, but now I do. I've been reminded.
The North has been reminded.
That's
my house sigil. Being reminded.
The North has been reminded. Also, that goes back to the entire show as a whole because like they said the North remembers, but then the North totally fucking forgot. Just for two seasons, they were like. the North doesn't exist because everyone's dead, but there's still all these fucking northern places.
The North was just Ramsay torturing Theon.
Yeah.
That's all the North was. Yeah, yeah.
It was two seasons of gratuitous nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gross.
What are the... I actually did write down some notes for this. That's amazing. Yara is so smart. Of course the Iron Islands are the only places that the White Walkers are not going to get them.
Yeah, she said that. I was like, oh, well, yeah, that's a good point.
Bitch, let's just throw everyone on the islands.
Euron mentions that at the end of season 7.
He talks and I just...
When they bring out the White...
The White Walkers. Oh, yeah, that he's going to go stay safe.
He's like, I'm not scared of anything, but this scared me. I'm leaving. I'm going to take the Ironborn back to the Iron Islands since they can't... He asks if they can cross water. He goes, well, then peace out.
Mm-hmm. I do remember that. Okay.
I don't blame you, buddy.
Cersei, I was so sad for her this episode because, first of all, that thing with Euron, gross. But also, like, she has no one. None of her people.
She did that to herself.
No, I know. But I'm just speaking from a person who is interested in her character. She's all alone. And that makes me so sad that she is so dumb and she did this to herself. But sad. Also sad.
No sympathy. No, sad. Mm. No.
I know you guys aren't sad. Bitch can but burn. I just wanted.
No, I just.
She will.
I don't know. I don't feel sorry for someone who does things to themselves and expects sympathy. Like, I don't know. Well, she doesn't expect sympathy, I guess, but.
She doesn't. No.
She's always going to blame everyone else's problems. Like, oh, you left me. No, you did to yourself, girl. That's dangerous.
Also, okay. So we had stupid Danny and Sansa side-eyeing, gossipy, chit-chatty high school shit. But then Arya talking to Jon and defending her sister and defending her family the way they're supposed to, and them actually like working together, because like, don't forget, John, you're also our family. Although, yes, they're actually cousins.
Oh, okay. So let's talk siblings. About that now.
Ooh, bitch.
Okay.
John knows now.
Yes.
Yeah.
John is not processing this well because he was like, nope, it's not true.
And nope, does not compute. One of the David or Dan's, I don't know which one's which. At the very end was saying, you know, John's slow on the uptake. He always has been, but he's piecing it together now. And I can see him going, that's why the dragons trust me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
He's like slowly things are clicking in his head.
Yeah. And I love that his first instinct was, you're lying because that means my father was lying.
Yeah.
And my father would not lie to me.
No, I know.
That broke my heart.
It shattered his world, literally.
Anyways, and that's the one lie about Ned.
That
Thank
Ned
you.
Told. That is the yeah. one lie he told.
But it was to save
to.
Him.
And that's he why that's to. Why Sam says that. He does it like, to save you.
Robert would have murdered you.
Literally, Robert would have torn him apart because it doesn't matter that it's Lyanna's child. It's Lyanna's child with the Targaryen. So he would have thought exactly the worst and would have been like, death to
and then
child.
John knows that Ned would have done anything to save him. So that's why he blew. When he says he did it to save you, he's like, You're right.
Yeah.
Because he loves his family.
What's his name played that really well? What is his name?
Kit Harington?
Kit Harington.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Sam.
Yeah, bravo, sir. You did a good job in that scene. Seeing compute in his head, like,
all of it just turning and processing.
We just made out. Clicked. We had sex on the boat.
Also, yeah, I'm surprised he didn't, like, mention anything about that.
Because it was not like, everyone knows, I guess, at that point.
Yeah. That's like secondary to being like,
yeah.
Dad.
Because this isn't exactly a world where you can be like, we're dating.
Yes.
He held my hand.
We held hands walking into Winterfell.
And also,
bitch.
Like, it, because he had said, even before this episode, like last season, he's like, I never wanted to be the king. I don't want to be.
Right.
I don't want it. And then here you go. You are.
Technically, you are, bitch.
Yeah. I'm interested to see how this progresses. I mean, it's going to happen like real soon because we're almost done.
This is a whole week away. I feel like it's a week.
No, I mean like
so
the season is like,
oh yeah,
so quick.
It's only 6 episodes.
So what we've kind of gleaned from the preview is that next week they're going to be preparing for the big battle.
Yeah, because they're
which
only
will take place
a day
in the
away.
Third one.
Mm-hmm.
They're only like a day's march away.
Because there's
whatever.
One episode called the Battle of Winterfell. I think that's season episode 3, I believe.
Cuckoo.
Butcher.
Yeah, and that'll be the one.
My favorite.
Cuckoo. And that's I think that's probably the one they were talking about. Those.
The 30
those night
those not 30 is it 30 days 30 night 30
50 days wasn't it?
I don't remember. Wait, it was a lot of days of night shoots
that they had to do all
shoots
those
for
night
the battle
shoots.
I want to say it was like 50 around 50 60
I don't
days.
Remember
yeah
like 2 months
yeah
that's nuts.
I have a feeling it's for this battle because I the one preview I did see showed them all getting ready for battle at night.
I barely just saw the preview of Jon and Sansa and Arya in the crypts, and they're walking.
Oh, you just saw it?
Yeah, because I didn't watch the clips or the previews. Because I'm gonna watch anyway. I don't need to see no preview.
Right.
And it's them walking, and then they see like their own statues. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, because I mean, the threat of death, if it's ever been real, it's the most real now, because it's not like someone you can just be like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna scheme and get my way out of this.
Yeah,
you can't.
Death comes for everyone,
as people have pointed out, because that's the only one I did watch until I accidentally saw that a little bit of a longer one, which I don't remember anything except that shot of them at night. It shows those three in the crypt. Mm-hmm. John's statue is an older John.
Wait, what? Really?
He looks older.
Shut up.
And the statue?
The statue looks older than Arya and Sansa's.
I'm upset.
I'm shooketh, as the children say.
Are you shooketh?
I'm going to be very upset if that's the truth.
I mean, I don't know, but that's just
I think it's impossible to end this show in a way that everyone's going to be happy with.
Which,
okay. Honestly,
I'd be happy with everybody being dead.
Did you
hear? That's what I mean. Like, I think the only way to really do it is
just everyone kill everyone.
Dead. Again, the same. Pan into the pan and just pull away. And it's,
we're just going to have two episodes of, like, nothing.
No,
No, I wanted to end with everyone dead except for Arya selling west of Westeros.
Yes. I love this idea. I love it so much.
Let me call up the guys and tell them to change.
Hey, I know you just worked on this for 2 years, but can you just switch this real quick? Because reshoots.
I have better ideas than you.
She has the
which you honestly you probably do.
I think anybody does really. Like the comedian over there does as well.
He is really funny.
Sixth graders who knows what themes and metaphors are.
I couldn't do it. It locked.
Oh.
So yeah, I think that's the end of our discussion of Game of Thrones. We have.
Are we gonna watch the next episode?
You tripping, girl?
Yeah. I think we're. We're too far in.
Know, but it's just funny because we used to ask that.
Also, I want to see elephants too. I'm very sad.
Right? When she was sad about elephants, I was like, genuinely, I would have also be upset. It's like a legitimate qualm.
I was like, oh, wait, there's elephants in this world?
I know. I was like, wait, did they say that before? I don't remember that at all.
And the Lord of the Rings, they call them Oliphants, and they're huge. I was kind of hoping they'd Timothy be like
are they in all of fonts?
Are they named Timothy Oliphant?
Do they know how to type in all fonts?
Shut up.
Okay.
That's amazing. Okay, so I think we're good. We plan on doing a recap of every episode, so if you don't watch Game of Thrones, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but what are you doing with your life?
Thanks.
Actually doing much better things. Do not watch this. This is trash.
My dad was just saying, he was like... Trash. He goes, some 30-year-old guy at work was like giving me shit for not watching the show, and he was like, dude, I'm a grown-ass man, I can watch what I want to watch. And I told him, I was like, you know what, I wouldn't have kept up with it if it wasn't such an event. And like, but yeah, my dad stopped watching season 2 episode 2 because, and I'm so proud of him for this, because there was too many boobies. He was like, it's too gratuitous.
It really is.
I was like,
I'm surprised I watch it, because I don't like that stuff either.
I just fast forward. But I fast forwarded so much of
this. Beyond all of that, there is some,
I think,
good story.
At its heart, I love...
when it's based on the characters.
At its heart, I like that the family drama aspect of it. Yeah. And I like that about any show. Like, that's why I really liked about Downton Abbey, how it's basically you take everything away and it's just about the family drama, and I love it. Whenever family drama was, you know, in the show a lot, I... liked it more.
That's the best part of it
to me. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, everything else, like, I don't need to see the brothel again. I love
a good political drama. I love people fighting, so
I like intrigue. Intrigue is good. Intrigue is great. The Queen of Thorns, I love her. Shout out
Shade. The Shade Room.
I wish I was that
shady. Salty.
Yeah,
we'll just pour some salt on you.
I just love, like,
don't be a salty bitch.
I still want that shirt.
So anyways, yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody.
When you die, just have like a really cool line like that.
I can't think of it.
That's the thing. It'll be your rosebud. We'll spend our entire life trying to figure out what you mean. Like
rosebud.
It'll just be random words.
Tell Joy. I wanted to know it was me. What did she do to Joy? What did she do to you?
Oh my God.
It'll be nothing.
She used my toilet paper roll.
It'll drive us crazy. The rest
of your life. Well, you, because you can't handle that stuff.
I like knowing answers. I'll just be like, I'll worry about it later.
When I tell Anna, never mind. She's like, what? What? What?
It drives me
nuts. So I just sometimes just do it never to mind, make her Anna. Free. So I just do it sometimes to mess with her.
That's hilarious. I'm going to do that now. Thank you. Thank you for the time.
Oh, I hate you both so much. And that is where we're ending this. Good night.
Why does it have to end with you?
And goodbye. Because I'm finally going to stop this. We've tried to end it 3 times now. We keep talking.
Yeah, let's just keep talking.
We just like talking.
Okay, anyways. Bye, guys. Have a good day.
Nope, now we're going to keep going.
See? That's me when Anna's ready, not me. Rude. 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 Bye.
Bye.